Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, nothing is more interesting for a lot of people than fussing about with gadgets and stuff.
You mean in the kitchen?
You know, yeah, on every level. I'm talking about, you know, American life generally. We all love to fuss about with gadgets. A new gadget comes out, people snap it up like mad until they discover that, oh, gosh, I guess I didn't really want that. All those fondue pots, you know, where are they now? The electric ones, you know, that people bought in huge quantities, millions of them. Well, we want to talk about kitchen gadgets because lots of them are highly useful. Which are the ones that you think, you know, are most useful in the kitchen?
Well, we have things that are non-electric, and then we have, you know, electric things. I would say for non-electric, we have something called the zester.
Well, yeah, the zester.
There's so many recipes that call for fruit, you know, the rind.
And
the rind is, it's not correct to call it rind. Rind is the entire thickness, but
yeah.
It's the actual colored part of the rind, which is the zest.
External skin,
and there are wonderful gadgets right now that will remove that without removing the white, you know, bitter pith underneath the zest. And so I have that. I also have graters, you know, shredders and graters.
I always had a grater.
And so you can have a coarse grater for, say, carrots and zucchini and things like that, and then a fine grater for doing cheese, hard cheeses. And
see, I think the, like that, you know, the traditional kind of boxy looking one.
Yes, you have the box
that's
grater.
Very handy, you know.
Yeah, because
it has three or four different, it has at least three different kinds of graters.
And one side is actually for slicing.
And
so
one is for slicing,
Get slicing. Then you have a mandoline.
The mandoline, yes.
Or the mandolin, which
or
is
mandolin.
Also great for slicing, thin, very nice and thin, and also
I find that a little scary because I keep thinking I'm going to take the tip of my fingers off.
You can buy them with a guard.
You got to have the
hand guard.
You got to have
that
hand guard
so that you can protect your digits from scraping.
Yes. Well, see, you know,
you don't want shredded skin in there. Then we have thermometers.
Thermometers, yes.
We have oven thermometers, which you would put in the oven. You turn your oven on, and you can then tell the temperature.
Those are very useful.
Very useful.
I think they're even, you could say, important because your oven is not the same temperature inside.
No, and in different parts of your oven are going to be hotter. That's why so many recipes say to, you know, rotate baking sheets halfway during baking, you know. And if you're baking on two different racks, you'll definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
Which turn them
rack
around
is,
and switch,
you know, closer
switch
to
positions.
The actual
remember, when you do that and you have your oven door open, it's going to lose about 25 degrees of temperature instantly.
Instantly.
When you do that. So then when you close it up again, it has to regain that.
3 minutes for that to recover.
To get back. Then there's also the instant read thermometer where you can stick it into some food that's in the oven. Or you've taken it out of the oven to test the temperature. This could be from a roast. It could even be a cake, or it can be a loaf of bread.
An instant
read thermometer will let you know how done your food is. Now, if it's something that you've baked, like a cake or a loaf of bread, typically the temperature will register between 205 and 208, or even 200 to 208, in that range.
Yes, and
the low 200s.
You were telling me
you may be baking something at 400 degrees, okay? The food is never going to get up to 400 degrees. It won't get even to 212 degrees. It's
not going to happen.
You know, it's not going to happen. So the done temperature is around 200.
And, I see.
And one of the best instant read thermometers that I know is called the ThermaPen.
ThermaPen.
Yeah, that's a brand name. It's expensive. I bought mine 20 years ago, and it's still going strong.
Okay.
And so I do recommend
like
an instant read thermometer. If you're going to be measuring the temperature of a roast, there are all kinds of different ways of doing that now with a thermometer that you can plug into the roast and have the temperature outside of the oven that will let you know how well your roast is doing.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, thermometers. Then we get into the electric gadgets. like a handheld mixer. And that's incredibly useful for small amounts of batter. Mm-hmm. It can do, and I shouldn't say only small amounts. You can make a cake very successfully with a handheld mixer. You just have to remember to move it around the bowl, because it's not like a stand mixer where the bowl or the whip is going around the entire contents of the bowl. You'll have to move that around.
Yeah, you have to
move the hand mixer around.
They're very, very handy. I mean,
very handy.
Easy to deal with. And are there any particular ones that you find particularly laudable?
Well, I have a handheld mixer that I've had for many, many, many years. They last for a very, very long time. Uh-huh. But it's a very useful gadget to have. Also, there are some recipes, not a lot of them, that will call for sifting flour.
Yes.
And you don't really need a sifter, one of these things that has a handle that you grasp and flex on and off, or in and out to get the flour onto your piece of wax paper. You can just use a strainer. And that used to be more common in the older days when flour would clump up. Oh. In the sack.
Oh, I see.
And so now you don't. It's not really necessary.
I still use
it, but I do
I
like
use a
to
rotating
use,
one.
The rotating one is fine, and especially if you're going to be using, powdered sugar, you're going to want to remove the lumps in powdered sugar. So in that case, a sifter is very handy.
Well, it's such an interesting topic. I think we'll come back to it again next week, and I suggest that everybody else come back for the food guys.